When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and boy, do I love this segment. It is another edition of From Scratch with our friend, culinary instructor and host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, Chef Joe Gatto. Hey, Joe.
I'm so excited.
Really glad to have you here. And that's right, folks. We are talking pizza today. So, Joe, are you ready to do this?
I am so ready to get it on.
Excellent. So let me just let people know, if you want to watch while I learn here in the studio, radioboston.org. You can go to the website and watch right now. All right. So why are we doing pizza? It's Christmas time. Not necessarily the first thing I think of at Christmas. Why'd you pick pizza?
I mean, for any holiday, pizza rocks, right? Doesn't matter. Halloween.
It's kind of definitive.
Arbor Day. It doesn't matter. Give me a pizza, right? Especially when we're making it from scratch, right? We're going to make the mozzarella today.
Okay.
I'm going to show you how to do that. I think this is just one of the most fun things to do. My daughter absolutely loves doing this. My daughter, Cassidy, she loves pulling mozz.
Hey, Cassidy, by the way.
And it's just, when you're constructing a pizza at home, there's a couple things that are really important, right? And we're going to talk dough. We're going to talk cheese, because hydration for your dough is really important, and what you're cooking it on is very
really matters.
Important.
All right. So you've pointed out we're going to learn how to make mozzarella. I know we'll do that in a minute. But this actually came up the other day. I was thinking about this when I was cooking something. How did mozzarella wind up being the cheese that is on pizza? I mean, there are 8 bajillion cheeses out there.
I mean,
why is this the pizza cheese?
I just think it's perfect because it's not too busy. It's simple. It has that saltiness that goes great against that bright, acidic, you know, sauce. And it has that pull.
The pull.
Right?
Yep.
And to me, I don't want the cheese to overtake. For me, pizza is a symphony. And all the parts come together at once. Your dough, everything has to be top-notch. That's why this piece, not only is it fun, I mean, we do classes all around the city in home demos. And this is one of my most popular, because when you see it done, not only is it super fun, when you taste it when it's warm,
All right. So let's do this demonstration now, and then we'll talk about some of the other more controversial things about pizza, like type of crust and whether or not pineapple goes on there, et cetera.
Controversy.
Pizza controversy. But first, here in Studio 2 with Chef Joe Gatto, and again, you can watch us doing this on our website at radioboston.org. You are going to teach me how to pull some mozzarella.
I am. Here. So we're going to start out. This is curd, right?
Okay.
This is the milk pressed down. After it, enzymes added, and we just have the curd.
Now, so, do you buy curd? Did you
can buy curd.
Did you make your curd, or did
I
you buy
I didn't make
curd?
This curd.
Okay.
Nope. But okay. You can make curd. It's not that hard. It's time-consuming.
Okay.
But it's really not that hard. The process is just, really, it's time.
But you can go buy curd.
Yeah, you can get curd online.
Okay.
And once you start with the curd here, we have this big pot of boiling.
That is very hot water, just so
salted
people know.
Water. And it has to be heavily salted, like ocean water.
How do you know if it's heavily salted? Like, should it make you make that face if you taste the water?
Yeah.
Like I swallowed ocean?
Like ocean water.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
So if you don't feel like you swallowed ocean, you didn't put enough salt in the water.
Right. If it didn't make you uncomfortable, you did it wrong.
So what is like a 2-to-1 ratio of water to curd here?
Somewhere
or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. So I'm going to stick my hand in there.
Yep.
Which is boiling hot, but.
Yes,
you know,
I was thinking that. I'm like, we just told people it's boiling hot. You did stick your hands in that boiling hot water.
Yeah, right in.
Your hands have probably adjusted over time.
This is when my daughters yell out, chef hands.
Chef hands.
So you can
see. And you're squishing.
We're
kneading it almost like it's dough or something.
Exactly. And
squishing, squishing.
It starts to come to where I'll show the audience.
I'm going to get my mic close so people can hear this too.
Right? And you can see this.
You got a ball of curd, a mushed up curd.
It mushed up. This is what my son affectionately refers to as the brain stage.
It looks like a brain.
Right?
Like a curdy brain.
I actually don't even know the real term for it anymore. So now that I'm here, what I have to do is I dump off this whey.
Okay. Which is the water that's absorbed some of the curd is the whey.
Yeah.
Is that
and
right?
Like typically... For whey, they use it for cattle feed and things like that. But this you can't use because it's so heavily salted.
I see. So Miss Muffet's not going to eat that.
No. She's just going to hang on the tuffet there.
Okay.
And we're going to...
You're putting new water
put
in.
Put another addition in.
Okay.
And this ladle. just not working for me.
So you're just going to dump
it? I'm just going to dump it on.
Lots more boiling hot water into our curd brain.
This is a very
we are making this sound
precise.
appetizing at this point.
Now watch.
Oh, look.
See?
Okay, so now for people who are listening who can't see on radioboston.org, it's already starting to get stretchy. Like you can pick up the top of the curd brain.
Yep, and it looks like it's melting, but it's cooking.
It does. It's cooking. Okay.
So right here, you see?
Amazing. I already kind of want to taste it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
Already
I do
it looks good.
So you can see how it's starting to get glossy?
Yes, it is.
And once, I'll show the audience in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And
it really has completely changed consistency.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Now, why did the first round not do that? Because it wasn't cooked all the way.
Right, it wasn't hot enough. So you have to gently bring the temp up.
Got it.
And this is what's going to give it its texture, and it's also going to infuse it.
So now you are stretching this like it's a giant piece of taffy.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So for audience everywhere.
Yep. We've got this giant piece of taffy. Joe's stretching it to maybe 3 feet wide, and it's not falling apart.
Not yet, but you can see those little pieces.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to put it back in, and I'm going to do this part for you. And then you're going to stretch it.
So you're folding it over almost like it's a piece of laundry.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
I just did the laundry this morning.
You're an industrious man.
I am.
And we are here in Studio 2 on Radio Boston with Joe Gatto, and we're making the key ingredients of homemade pizza from scratches, pulling mozzarella here in the studio.
Now smell it.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to smell it. Oh, my God.
It smells awesome.
It does. Like, I want to take a bite out of the middle of that thing.
So what you're going to do...
I don't have a lot of self-control around cheese, let's just be honest. So.
Yeah. Self-control and me just don't get along.
All right,
so I'm
going
to hand this to you.
And I did clean my hands just before the segment.
Okay, because
so
we don't know where you've been.
That's right. So now we just pull.
Bring this up.
Up?
Yeah, and wingspan.
I'm afraid it's going to break.
Oh, don't be afraid.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay,
yes.
So what? It's breaking on the end.
You're
so
okay.
Now what do I do?
You're okay, keep stretching.
Keep
and now
pulling.
Fold it in on itself
fold
like that.
Fold it in
yep.
like sheets, yep. right? Do it again.
Exactly.
And now pull again.
And now pull one more time.
Oh, my gosh. And it really does pull out. So I feel like I kind of want to... There we go.
There you go.
We're dripping water here in Studio 2.
It's going everywhere.
Pulling the cheese, stretching the mozzarella, stretching
the
mozzarella.
See, that's what it should look like.
Okay.
And see how it looks like it's a tendon almost? Like it's starting to pull. So now we put it back in.
Back in the water.
And since I can hold my hand in there, I know that I'm going to switch it one more time.
Okay, so you're pouring off this whey water again. We're going to put in one more round of hot water.
Yep, and this is the last round. Okay. This is when... I'm going to put it on the cutting board after that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to slice it, and it's going to be warm mozzarella.
Now, this kind of mozzarella, can you, obviously you can slice it into the kind of discs that we see on a pizza.
Yeah.
Can you shred it as well, or is it too soft to shred?
Once you're done with it, we can do whatever we want. We can put it into, you know, just a salt bath and cold, and it will set, or we can do... flavored oils, and you know, we could throw it on the smoker. So once it sets in the fridge, you can pull it and shred it.
And shred it.
Yeah,
okay.
It won't shred on a shredder, really.
What kind of flavored oil do you like best on a mozzarella?
I mean, I've done everything from rosemary, garlic, you know, to just like spicy pepper one.
Oh, that sounds good.
And this is, see how it's really pliable right now?
Yeah, now it is. Yep.
This is something that I like to roll thin, like super thin.
With a rolling pin?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I layer it with basil, prosciutto, and a little... balsamic, and then I roll it back up and slice it and make rollatinis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's punch yourself in the face.
Yeah,
good.
That really does sound
so
like
see
it.
Now how it's super glossy and it's not pulling and breaking.
Right. Now it's really pliable.
Exactly.
And
so
very glossy.
I'm going to give you the last one.
Okay.
And then you're going to do it one more time.
Okay.
And then we'll be done. We can
we can
eat it.
So while I'm pulling, and I'm very excited about the eating, let's start talking about pizzas, right? So mozzarella, core ingredient, we talked about why. What's your position on the type of crust? I will reveal, I want my crust dense and thick. I'm kind of a thick crust person.
I like it a little thin, and I like it airy.
Okay.
So
I'm switching.
I think it's because
here.
Of the pizza I grew up on at this place in Arlington, Nicola Pizza, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminds me of that. I think that's what most of my cooking does. It harkens me back to when I was a kid chowing on the way home from school and stuff like
so
that.
So it may be less... I'm just having a ball stretching this now.
Yeah, it's so fun, right?
Yes. It may be less what kind of crust is right and more what kind of crust means something to you.
And you know, I'm a big believer there's no right or wrong.
Right.
It's whatever you like to shove in your pie hole. I'm like, you know...
your pizza pie
hole.
How
can that be wrong?
There you go. All right. See, so we've got perfect. A nice long stretch of mozzarella
so
here.
So we can do a number of things here. We could roll it into the ball and just...
I'm going to borrow your towel and wipe my hands here.
And... Or we could do like little ones where...
Little, where you sort of squeeze it and pinch off a so round
you,
of it.
Right. You squeeze it, you know, like...
It's like a little baby balloon.
And then you twist...
And break it off. And we've got this little mozzarella ball.
Which you can eat.
Oh, I'm going to. Can I really?
Absolutely. Dude, yes. That's what it's here for.
Okay, I'm eating the mozzarella now. Mmm. It tastes already like pizza. Mmm. Okay, so it's nice and... Actually, not too salty.
Yeah.
It's got that nice, dense, but not prepackaged texture to it.
I'm going to do a little more salt in the water.
Yeah. And it kind of, I can pull it apart if I want or just take a bite out of it. Very good. Okay.
I like this. I like it.
So you're salting it a little bit more, tasting it now to see if you've got enough salt on it. Okay. Now, when you want to make the right sauce for a pizza, what are their core ingredients to a sauce?
Well, I think for me, one of the keys that people try it with the salt.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. So this is mozzarella with just a little touch of salt right on it.
Better.
And oh my God, it just brings out the whole flavor.
It's better that way.
Yeah, it's really good. Can I have a little more salt for the rest of my mozzarella?
I'm going to put it right here and you can just dip away.
All right.
So one of the keys to sauce is don't cook it.
Really?
Yeah. Pizza sauce, you don't cook.
And is it okay to buy pizza sauce if you don't have time to make one?
Absolutely not. Make your pizza sauce.
Okay.
You're not even cooking it, right? Just get like San Marzano's. Some dried herbs, right? Little salt, little pepper. That's it.
And just cut it up, put it in a pan.
Just, you can zhuzh it if you want, right? And that's it. Just, I mean, canned San Marzanos during this time.
A type of tomato.
Perfect, right. It's, you can find them, I get them at Whole Foods. And they make a great sauce, and you have to not cook it. That's the key, because it will cook in the oven.
Okay, and you don't want to
cook
overcook.
Why cook it again? You don't want all those flavors to meld and just become one. You want it that brightness, that freshness to offset. So what I did as we move forward is I made a couple pizzas.
Yay! We got some pizzas here in beautiful boxes.
Which, I already started feeding everyone.
And again,
here.
You can watch all of this on RadioBoston.org. We are streaming it.
That's
this
my
is
son's
gorgeous.
Favorite one.
I'm taking a picture too. Wait, let me take a picture of that while you're...
I think you should try the homemade meatball one, which is this one.
And you, of course, you made the meatballs from scratch as well.
Of course.
Yes. Okay, so we've got this gorgeous.
So that one.
So,
For your audience.
There we go.
Right? And
gorgeous.
So you can see on the bottom.
Yep.
Right?
So on the bottom,
see that
you can
leoparding?
See a nice little bit of,
We call it leoparding.
Yeah. And nice thick crust,
crunchy,
but not too thick.
But see how all the air?
And a lot of air in the, you know, what's that corner? Just the crust, the edge.
Right.
A lot of air
the
in
crust
the edge.
Right here. So the whole idea is, you know, when you have a high hydrated dough and you use a high protein flour, which develops a lot of gluten, it has strength. So when it hits the oven, the steam goes inside. It creates these bubbles, but it's so strong that it can't pop. So you get these beautiful bubbles,
air
the steam bubbles. Now,
I'm going to take a taste of this. Now, so what else is on here while I taste?
My sauce, the homemade mozz. Oh, it's still crunchy.
Still crunchy on
still
the bottom.
Still crunchy, right?
The sauce is not overpowering.
It should just play with it,
right? And I'm so sorry to be talking with food in my mouth, but... Not so sorry that I wasn't going to do it. And the meatballs have a nice deep spice to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a pork, beef, and then just toasted fennel, you know, roasted garlic, that whole deal.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Right. That's what you're looking for that air. And one of the big things that, you know, when you're cooking pizza at home, you really want to be cooking on a surface like the baking steel. So a lot of people use stones. I don't like stones at all. Because stones dip in temperature when you put something on them.
Oh.
That's not what we're looking for. Where the baking steel, it's my buddy Andrus's company. He came up with it. Genius. When you slide it on a steel that's at 500, it doesn't drop temp. It immediately starts.
Right.
It starts caramelizing, leoparding, and you get that oven spring. So all that steam happens. You get these nice big bubbles.
Yep.
Cooks really fast. And it comes out beautiful because you want, see that
gorgeous.
Bottom still.
Yep.
I mean, I cooked that. Hour and a half
nice
ago.
And crunchy on the bottom, soft in the middle. I can see some fennel in the sausage. All right, so we've got about 2 minutes left here. I'm with Chef Joe Gatto. We're cooking from scratch in Studio 2. One of the things that I love about your cooking is you're always thinking of creative things I wouldn't think to put on something, right? So this time of year, some cool toppings for pizzas.
Oh, cool toppings for pizzas. I mean, one of my favorite things we ever did for pizza, which was just out of the blue, was a carnitas pizza.
Oh.
So we had leftover carnitas from a party, and we had a ton of dough, and we made carnitas pizzas, and it was me and a couple people, and it was just one of those moments where you just sit and no one's talking.
Right, because you're chewing and enjoying.
And just going, wow, I would have never guessed this kind of combination. And I mean, at home, we're really straightforward. The kids love cheese and pepperoni when we make it. They love, my son just had his birthday party. He just turned 13.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he's a good boy. And when he had his party, we had the kids wanted a couple store-bought pizzas, which I was like, okay. But my son was like, I just want my dad to make mine.
Nice.
So I made his in the shape of the bee. And,
oh, you know, that's so sweet.
And that's how it rolls at our house. And you know, I love making this kind of stuff.
All right. Well, now homemade pizza will be how it rolls at my house, too. Now, Chef Joe Gatto, culinary instructor, host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, bringing another edition of From Scratch here on Radio Boston to a close. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I love it. Everyone have a happy holiday. And if you want to see some of the pizzas I made, at Chef Joe Gatto on Instagram, there's tons of pics.
There
you go. Happy holidays, everyone.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for cooking with us.
Woohoo!
Tune in again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.